Welcome to The Blueprint, episode 16. First of all, I'd like to say it's been a tough couple of weeks for everybody before we kick off with the show. I just wanted to send our deepest condolences to Skipper's family and close friends. It's a week ago since we found out that sad and tragic news. And love to all his fans out there. I've spoken to a couple of close people to Skibs, and they're doing all right, you know, like we're getting through. We've got to pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off and keep going, and the work has to carry on and keep spreading his legacy. Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I just wanted to say that first of all, love, light and guidance to all. And also on a nice note, today it's International Women's Day.
Yes.
And we've brought the lovely Elisa. I know her as Caroline, so I'm going to address her as Caroline. We were just talking off camera and I was like, sometimes I forget an artist's name is Elisa and people call her that, and I'm thinking, hang on a minute, that's Caroline.
Yeah.
So obviously, welcome to the show, Caroline.
Thank you.
She's a unbelievable singer, artist, DJ, single parent. So anybody telling you that you can't do this, you can, because she's living proof of that you can do that. I first met you, let's take it right back, shall we?
My bright pink hair, I've gone from pink to orange.
Oh, I like it. Well, your orange hair and my white beard, it looks great on camera. If you've just joined us, please keep sharing the show. We're live on Facebook. We don't own any of the content. We are only showing some of the newest people. And that's what we do on The Blueprint. We're groundbreakers. Whether it's legends, icons or newbies, we're here to tell their story and the struggles. And obviously, we just come out of lockdown, so that was nuts, because I didn't see you for a little while. No. But we were on the phone. You've got an amazing EP coming out. But before all that, I was at hospital.
Hospitality in the Park, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I bumped into Caroline. You was a bit worse for wear coming out of a pub with your friend.
Yeah.
And you went, I know who you are. And I was like, oh, yeah, here we go, that old chestnut. And actually, we stood there. Who was we with?
IC3, Roger, IC.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who? There was another guy who you was with.
Yeah, my friend Fraser.
Fraser. So, I was like... And she was like, yeah, I make tunes. And I was like, oh, yeah. And she was like, yeah, I make tunes. Yeah, I'll do Liquid. And I was like, well, here's my email. Send me some stuff. And and that's how we first met each other. That's like four years ago, or five?
Three years ago.
That's gone quick.
I think it's because...
2019?
Yeah, 2019, yeah, which I think was... Because the last hospitality was in the woods, wasn't it?
That's
for the lockdown. So it was the one just before lockdown, at Finsbury Park.
But Tell us a little bit about your history and where you're from and how you got into drum and bass.
Started out DJing when I was like 16. Just, you know, I think I had a boyfriend when I was about 16 who was a DJ, and I used to go around his house and he used to just be on the decks and I used to get bored. So instead of just sitting there, you know, watching, I asked if, you know, he could teach me. And then just then became a bit of a tomboy. I was hanging around with all the boys. They were doing, you know, pirate radio. Started doing that. And then I was playing out in my local town in Essex. And... yeah, just carried on from there. Just didn't really push it after that, because I ended up getting married and having children, and I spent a long time away from drum and bass, being a mum. But I always loved it. And then came out of relationship 2016, and just put my heart back into music as a way to get over, you know, a long marriage that wasn't great, and. Just started writing music, singing on music, and then I met up with some old friends, and they basically like pushed me back, because I'd never mixed on CDJs, because I'd gone from vinyl from day and then had a long break. So I was like, had to learn the CDJ. So I learnt the old way without all the record box and that. and got myself some 400s, little pair of 400s on eBay, and started pushing it. I thought, well, if I'm making tunes, which is weird because most people do it the other way around, they do the DJing and then start making tunes. I was making tunes for a long time and then started DJing, and I thought, well, yeah, start DJing, I'm making these tunes, I need to play them to people. And I just pushed myself, really. Everything I've done is off my own back. I don't miss an opportunity, as you know. But I don't be annoying with it or anything. I don't think so, anyway. But
no, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to push. Let's go back. So what was your first connection with jungle drum and bass? What was the first tunes that you remember hearing?
So
And how old would you have been? 16, right?
I was a bit naughty because I used to go underage to some of the raves. I don't recommend that. But... about 16, 17, we was going to United Dance. I think the first rave I went to was Evolution, which was an under 18s at Milton Keynes. We used to get the coach from Chelmsford Ice Skating Rink. And, yeah, I used to go for South Mimms, stop there, pick up all people from London as well, and we'd go up to Stevenage and Milton Keynes, wherever the rave was, like Helter Skelter, United Dance. And, yeah, that was my first sort of experience. But always, I just, you know, you've got GQ and Skibber and Groove Rider, Andy C, all of them. And then you had the Happy Hardcore as well, but I wasn't too much of a fan of that. I used to sort of walk
in. So how old was you then?
Probably like between sort of 16 and 20 years old I was going out. But I did, you know, ended up getting into a bit of house music and a bit garage as well. So I was sort of into quite lots of different things.
Where are you originally from?
I was born in Colchester.
Come on.
Yeah. Essex girl. So born in Colchester.
Where was you born?
Lexton Maternity Hospital. I don't think it's flats.
That's
now.
A posh one, that one.
Yeah.
I was down the local maternity. I was the one just outside of town. I've forgotten. What's it called? Is it Several's Hospital?
Oh yeah, Several.
You know when just before you get to Lexton. Just before you get to Lexton, there's the big hospital on the left.
Oh, I know where you
meant. Where Creffel Road is,
yes,
that
I used to live behind there. I used to literally...
What, in Creffel Road?
Off Creffield Road.
Shut up, because I used to live there.
Inglis Road, I lived.
Right, that's where, I was born in Albert Street, and then my mum and dad moved to Creffel Road. What a small world, there you go, Colchesterians.
Yeah, I've still got my family up there, my mum's side of the family. My dad's from Holland, and he's from Amsterdam, and he now lives abroad, so...
So coming out of the marriage and you going back into jungle drum and bass, what was the tunes that you were hearing that you were getting picked up?
Yeah, and
you
was, just
the,
things
that
like...
was ringing in your ear thinking, oh, okay, that was the reconnection.
Yeah, like Pulp Fiction, Bad... Mickey Finn and Aphrodite, King of the Beats.
Yeah,
I probably came into it when it was evolving more into drum and bass, like jump puppy stuff.
Okay,
from the original jungle. But I was listening like to when I was quite younger. I was listening to, some of the old hardcore and Omni Trio, Moving Shadow and Blame and all those sort of producers. I had a real thing for Andy C, Shimon, all of them, Ronnie Size, Brown Paper Bag, Trust Me, some of my absolute favourites. I'm really rubbish. Anyone who knows me, I'm rubbish with names of tunes, but I'll go do do do, and then they'll go, it's that one.
Any dread ones you like?
Terrorist, Helicopter, all the classics, of course. Yeah, I'm just like
your sound. See, this is the thing. When I first heard your demos, I think I got back to you and I said to you, like, I wanted to mentor Caroline because her sound was so unique. And I think I said to you, less is more, because it sounded like your first demos, there was a lot of ideas going on.
Yeah.
And then do you remember me saying to you, can you sing? And he was like, well, and we'd revisited it, because you had, but done some stuff.
Yeah.
And then that's when we really concentrated on working together. Mm. Once again, this is The Blueprint. Welcome, everybody. Celebrating International Women's Day, picking up all the women that are in the scene. We're hailing you. We love you. We're sending you bare love and hugs right now. And what a beautiful day it is.
Yeah.
I mean, not a cloud in the sky.
I didn't come out with my jacket on today.
Oh, there you go. This is the lovely Elisa. I know her as Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about her journey through up to, I mean, you've made such an impact. I know your music's not out yet, but I mean, all through lockdown, they became kind of anthems, didn't they?
Yeah.
Rocky's been smashing them. I gave it to a few people.
Yeah.
And your style is very similar to the blueprint of the Dread Sound and me. It's simple and there's a few elements, but it just works. And when you get it right, you so get it right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's the thing. I think as well, obviously, we were working together and then lockdown happened, but then I, you know, instead of thinking, and giving up, I used that opportunity to think, right, this isn't going to be forever. I'm just going to knuckle down, build up a portfolio of music, so that when we're all ready to go, and I've literally got it all there, and I have worked quite hard, because it's hard juggling it with kids interrupting and screaming, Mum!
But that shows your dedication, and that shows that anything's possible. How do you tackle now making music to what you were making music then?
I think it's because I'm self-taught. I've taught it all myself. Like, nobody showed me. I didn't go to college or anything. It's literally every time I made a tune, and I would always get feedback and use that feedback. And if I didn't, I think, I really want to do this, but I don't know how to do it. Straight on YouTube, watch a tutorial, and they'll be like, and then the dots would be connected. And then it just evolved. I mean, if I listen to some of my vocal processing from, 4 years ago, I'm like, I can't believe I was making that. But it just shows progression in what I'm learning and what I'm doing. But it's, I literally just experiment as well. Like, so as you know, we've had conversations that it doesn't always work. But what I have found is, you know, I might make 5 really rubbish tunes, but then because of what I've got out of each of track that didn't work, then I then go and make one that does work.
I think it's that old saying of it being a body of work, and you've got to lead up to that, because you've got to make mistakes to go, and you're not always going to make bangers.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Up until you get really confident. And the other thing is, you teach some sessions with music and stuff. Ableton you do, and what else? There's a couple of things.
Just Ableton, and I work with I do some youth work in London. So we do studio sessions with kids who probably haven't had the best start in life. But I was up there yesterday, actually, to Future Moulds Community. So hi to everyone who's been watching. We had a great session last night, and we've gone from having 2 young people. Yesterday there was about 10, and this girl came in, and she was 16, 17, and she blew me away with her voice. So just seeing that raw talent, and then you had some of the young lads who were just, you know, spitting over a bit of grime, and it's just so amazing to see. And they're just giving them some focus, and really wanted to learn, and I love doing that, so it's really good.
And what part of London?
Barking and Dagenham.
Wicked.
Yeah, so I do that. And then I've been doing some tutorials up here at Thames Delta as well. Because I think the main thing that I'm probably excelling in is the vocal processing side. Because I sing on a lot of my own tracks, I want them to sound as best as I can. So I really put a lot of time into learning the craft. I'm still probably
learn,
loads,
yeah.
I don't know.
We've done a couple of things together.
Elisa's
got a track that we did. We did a cover of. We called it Paradise, and we've got another one, but we won't talk about that yet because I haven't started that one yet.
No.
Well,
honestly, I was jumping around my studio when I pulled that one out of the bag.
And also, I'm going live, hopefully, summer this year. Elise is going to come on board. She's going to be singing some tracks with us. We've got Navigator, we've got Juice Man, we've got an array of talent coming on road with us, because live's kind of is I think it's one of those things that, I mean, I was live before we had an 8-piece band, and I was saying to Caroline, this is what we're working behind the scenes for now, so I can actually go live. I've had an 8-piece band before, but I'm doing it all myself now.
Yeah.
And with a backup, so we're just building that. I wanted to ask you, yeah, your style is just so raw and lovely. Like, I just love it. And it's. I mean, they're bangers, Caroline. Do you know that?
No.
You don't actually know that yet, do you?
I think my tune's like, when I'm always criticised of myself, but then maybe that's not a bad thing, because I'm always pushing to try new things and try different things. But the one thing I will give myself credit for is that, and it's maybe just because, and I'll be honest with you, the reason why I started doing my own vocals was because I didn't want to sing in front of people, which is the irony of it. I didn't want to send my voice stems to anybody, so I thought I'll do it myself, and then no one has to, like, you know, listen to me singing, and I can make them sound exactly how I want. So yeah, and also the thing with doing my own vocals, it means that I'm not waiting on another artist to send me stuff. I can get my projects done really quickly, and I can be as creative as I want, and where I'm writing the track and singing on it, it's the track that I want, and it's not somebody else's idea coming in. So I feel like I've got a lot more control over my music. But I do, yeah, I just think, like, it is hard singing it and producing it, and, you know, I do my mix downs and everything, and sometimes it's hard to get it right, you know.
Well, that's what we're here for, because when you bounce it back to me, I'll say to you,
yeah,
this needs that or that needs this, but Caroline's open to listening, and that's how, why she's come so far so quick, really, because you think about if you played a track 3 years ago to when you play your stuff now, and it's way, way ahead. When was the first time you had your who gave you your first break on the decks?
Oh god, that's a hard one. I can't remember. I think it was a jump up rave in my local area. Project X or something, I think it was. But I was so nervous, I didn't show up.
What? What are you telling me? You didn't even bother going?
I did, I turned up and I was so scared, I just walked around and went back home.
Really?
Yeah, and then I was doing some streaming on a platform, I think it was Telepathy Radio, that was streaming from Southend. It's not there anymore. And I was doing regular shows on that, and I remember going in and crying because I'd made a mistake, and crying and coming off and saying, I don't want to do it anymore. And everyone was like, just push through it, Caroline. I was, a couple of my friends, they were like, just push through it and just keep going.
You
want to
name check them?
Yeah, it was my friend Steve, Leia, who I was working with. He was helpful. And just the guys down at Telepathy.
What was that, Telepathy? Telepathy?
I think
I don't think it was the original Telepathy.
It wasn't.
I think it was.
They had permission to use it.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
So it wasn't that it wasn't them, but they had agreed with the, you know, original people that they could use it. But it, you know, that really pushed me and helped
and
me.
And built your confidence.
Gave me confidence. And I just started getting the odd local booking, and, you know, like in my town, and Scoundrel from Rough Tempo, one of my classic lines after a set was, did you like my set? Because I'd still think, oh no, you know, I haven't done very good.
How did you feel when you did Blueprint at the beginning of the year? I mean, that club's just amazing.
Do you know what? I think I was on cloud nine for about a week after that night.
The sound system there's
incredible. It was just amazing. And it was just amazing. The people that came and everybody, all the artists were all so nice. It was chill and great atmosphere. And just that, just not just the fact that it was at a big club, it's just everything was made it so amazing. Coming together with the girls to do the back-to-back was amazing. They smashed it. And yeah, I just loved it. I loved every minute of it because it was just, there was just such a good atmosphere, such good vibes.
The first time you sent me a mixtape, I sent it to my friend Andy Pandy, and because you send it to your friends to have a little listen.
Yeah.
And I remember having a listen to it, and I was like, you know what? I like the story. I like the soundscape. I like the beginning, the middle, and the end. And you've got that naturally. Do you know what I mean? Like some people have, or some people haven't got it straight away. You can learn that, but
yeah,
you've just got a natural gift of music. Do you know what I mean? From when we've talked about it. So I don't think you need to worry about anything. I think going forward, you're just gonna, yeah, you're gonna change, you know, every now and again, Caroline, and I don't say this often, but with the lights of Blade Runner and Serum and Voltage, all of these guys that we brought in, early days, Fotech and Dillinger and Lemon D, you're in that category. There's something about you that's quite beautiful, and actually I don't think you realise how good you are, because you're the shizzle.
Oh,
I'm
no,
telling
you.
And that's why I wanted to coach you, and I believe mentoring you and even going live yourself at one point, that would be the ultimate. And that's also to help build your confidence, because people don't know there's a lot of stuff that goes to and fro. We've had tears, we've had her throwing her toys out of the pram, we've locked heads, but it's how you get over those moments. And an artist management or supporting an artist is not, you know, it's not all golden. You've got to go through these barriers. And also, I think you've come on heaps and bounds with your confidence,
your
singing. Even like I said to you, we've got to get you a coach. So you invested in that.
Yeah.
And it's about investing in yourself and going forward. It doesn't matter whether you're male or female. It's if you put something in, you're going to get it out, right?
And
100%.
And I want to just give a shout to Jasmine as well, because she is amazing. I've just come on leaps and bounds, and I just want to sort of...
This is your...
My coach, yeah. So she's not there to teach me how to sing, because, bless her, she says, you've got such a powerful... You know, she says I've got a bit of Paloma Faith in me, that sort of sound. And she says she can hear these scratchiness come through. But she said that she's there to show me, one, how to control the voice.
Breathing.
And to not damage my vocal cords, and how to warm up. But my confidence, I've been in sessions with her, and it's just so weird. I've just started crying and going, I can't do it. I can't. And it's just me and her. And I get this thing in my head, and this is really like what I'm really striving for. I'd never have put a video up on Facebook of me singing. I still hate it to this day. I think, oh no, everyone's going to think I'm rubbish. But she's pushing me to do it. So if I am putting singing videos up, it's my vocal coach telling me to do it, okay?
But I think it's how you feel on the inside as well as the outside.
Yeah.
It's a confidence thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It doesn't really matter if you get likes or you don't, it's
no.
for yourself.
Yeah, it is.
And,
at the
and
end
it's
of the
for
day.
You to go and to build that, because listen, my hand's still first 3-5 minutes when I get on the decks, it doesn't matter where I am, little shake goes on, and then I'm in the moment. But it's always that I'm checking in the surroundings, making sure the mic is all
that.
Right.
Yeah.
And you've got to prepare yourself, because if you're gonna perform, you need to have the tools to do that. There was a few more questions I wanted to ask you. What does your mum think about what you're doing?
To be fair, I probably wouldn't be able to do a lot of this without my mum.
Oh, super mum.
Because she
super
helps me with the kids.
Wow.
So juggling...
So she's your biggest fan and your biggest kind of link to the outside world, because you get that support from her. That's a beautiful thing. What's her name?
Vicky.
Oh, big shout out to Nanny Vicky.
Yeah, that's what we call her.
Is that what you call
her? So she saved on my phone as Nanny Vicky.
There you go.
But yeah, no,
and
she does.
It's International Women's Day, so every single time we get to pick up one of our female what should we say, our female, well, she's allowed you to have a career in music, which is amazing.
Yeah, because obviously I'm not with my children's father, but they do go every other weekend. But, you know, I might be doing radio shows, I do my youth work, I do guest shows normally in the week, and then I want, you know, like weekends, every other weekend I've got the kids, so she'll have the children for me. And I've got a lot to thank. I do have really good friends as well that help me out if I need.
Do you want to name check some people that have helped you along your way?
Oh, don't put me on the spot because my mind goes blank.
Couple.
I'll give a big shout to Rob because he's been really supportive. My friend Fazer. If it wasn't for Fazer, I probably wouldn't be out DJing. Back when I got back into it. I'm sorry if I miss anyone out. I have these blonde moments, but I'm not blonde anymore.
What colour is that?
I don't know.
It's
ginger.
Or orangey ginger, maybe.
It's not this colour.
I like it, Carol. What colour was it before? Well, you was blonde before.
Yeah.
When did you change that?
I do it all the time. I just have a random moment.
Let's go back a little bit before, because you worked in the city as well before you was doing all this.
Oh, right? Yeah, I've worked in banking and financial services. I've done my financial planning certificates, worked in life insurance, did all that. I did a degree as well.
Didn't you do something in beauty or...?
Yeah, I had my own business doing spray tans. So I did that. I'm Jack of all trades.
But that's, you've got to survive, right?
Yeah, I've done loads of different jobs. But the nice thing now is when I did my degree, the idea was I wanted to be a clinical psychologist. And I was going to go on and do a PhD and all of that. But I just love my music too much and I want to spend time with my kids. So just managed to amalgamate the two by using my health and social work skills with the music and brought it together. So
let's name check the kids.
Big shouts to Hayley and Chloe and Logan and Sarah and Ash at Rhythm's studio in Barking. Yeah, big shout to you.
When you first heard your tune being played out, how did that make you feel?
It's quite overwhelming, to be fair, to see the reactions. And there's nothing better, really, when you can see people enjoying the music that you've created and it bringing that vibe. And it's always nice when people come up to you afterwards and say, oh, what was that tune you played? And I say, oh, it was mine. And they're like, oh, I love that. And I'm like, really? And I'm like proper chuffed, like a little kid.
But that's now going to be etched into stone through lockdown. Your tunes were like anthems. Do you know what I mean? Because people could relate to them. I did a couple, didn't I? We did.
Yeah.
What was the one that I did? And I forgot. It's coming out on our album.
Paradise.
Amnesia. And Paradise.
Yeah.
And then your tunes as well.
Yeah,
so they were all firing over lockdown. They're all coming out, by the way. but yeah, I mean, how was... So it... What, did you cry? Did you laugh? Did you just think, wow?
I think I just... Because I'm like... You know, I'm definitely not one of those people that you can't come speak to or anything like that. I probably just giggle because I giggle a lot. Like I'm doing now.
Yeah.
But yeah, just thank you. Just always be really grateful. I'm grateful for anybody who shares my work or supports me. I'll always reply with a thank you or take that time out to show. Because to be fair, without people supporting me, I'm doing it all myself. So that one share, it just means the world to me. So I want to thank you, everyone, that does support me.
we always want more women in the scene. I don't think there's enough women in the scene, and not just women. I mean like yourself, very talented, like selfless, want to help people. I think your sound is so original, and that's what I love about it. Elisa is it's so pure, and but I mean, it just causes damage. Do you know what I mean? Like that's how we want to play.
Yeah.
I remember Brocky hitting us up going, mate, I need this tune in my life. And I sent him a couple of your things early. So he had them super early. I think it's important also as a female, as a role model, that other youngsters coming through look up to you. This thing that you were talking about, you know what, maybe we should have a chat with Thames Delta and maybe if we can, on a bank holiday or something, maybe bring them up to the studio and let them freestyle over maybe a couple of us playing some music.
Yeah.
So it gives them that thing to be in a different environment, in a studio, and we're broadcasting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'll talk to Doreen about that.
Yeah,
and
be
see
good.
What we can put together. That we had Belly Man up here a little while ago, and it's nice to put something back, and it's nice to see you doing those type of things, because you get more enjoyment and fulfillment because you can see the next lot coming through is what Bellyman's been doing.
Yeah, and I think, like, just showing young women and, you know, any woman really, that things don't have to be barriers. If you really want something, you can make it happen. If someone had said to me 5 years ago, I'd be doing what I'm doing now, I would have laughed at them. And, you know, especially, I've got 4 children, single parent.
Name check your children.
Paris, Preston, Darcy and Sebastian.
Oh.
So, it's really tough. And I do get a lot of messages, which are lovely. So thank you to everyone who says, you really inspire me. And, you know, I really, you know, you give me some sort of, like, inspiration. And I also get messages, I don't know how you do it. And my first reply is, I don't know how I do it. Because some days I'm pulling my hair out, trying to juggle everything. But I just keep carry on. It's just, I could have, you know, 100 bricks thrown at me and I'd still just get up. I don't know where this drive comes from, but I just love it. I always said if I didn't love it anymore, I probably wouldn't bother. But that passion for music has been in me since I was 8 years old, when I was playing the piano, listening to my sister and copying her and writing songs. My mum would tell you all she was there. And I used to sit in my school hall and sit at the piano on my lunch breaks and just play. And all my friends would be out, you know, doing whatever. And all I'd want to do is just sit at the piano. And then I think I learned every musical instrument going. And then I was in an orchestra. And it's just been in me. But I never thought I could sing as a kid, ever. I still have, I think that's deep rooted into me. And that's why I struggle.
When was the first time you heard yourself?
What, sing? So I recorded a track, a liquid drum and bass track, with another producer of it, 2016, I think it was. And recorded a vocal, I think it was in the kitchen. We had a really rubbish mic and did it in the kitchen. And they managed to process it. And I thought, this tune is really good. Like, let's send it to BBC Introducing. So we did, and it got played. And it got track of the month or something. I was like, what?
What a booster.
And that from that, I just... And it also, it wasn't just the singing. It was my discovery that I can write songs and, like, you know, write lyrics. And I found this, like, doing it over liquid drum and bass was something I particularly was good at. And then I was just wanting to do more and more and more and more. And then it got to the point where I was stumped, and I thought, I need to start actually writing the tracks now. So moved over to the producing side of it. That's basically...
I told you, she does the whole thing. If you've just joined us, it's episode 16 of The Blueprint, as we introduce Elisa, who's forthcoming, got some releases on Dub Plate Dread, and also playing at our Blueprint parties and part of our genetic makeup of bringing the new artists through. And you've got some hot potatoes, you've got some bangers coming out. And I was like, I'm so happy, because it's nice to have a breath of fresh air. And I would describe it as a cross between, like, some of your music's like the soulfulness of Bookham, but but the darkness of maybe the Dark Soldier, and it's dark and light, and you've found that balance really well, and I think it's hard to do that. Do you know what I mean? And you haven't just made one, you know, like you've on your album, your mini album. We're working on your album as well, and even the stuff that you've done with me for my album, and I'm like, wow, you're elevating every time we're going a step forward, a step forward. I think once we go live as well, that will be a different dynamic, but you're going to learn a lot from that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I'm still getting people inbox me about that COVID future. Everybody,
forthcoming on DPD, bigging up my Dread Recordings family and team that put all our stuff out, Laura, Susie, and DJ Hybrid, and also Blade Runner that do our mastering for us. I think we are going to play some music and we are going to roll out. If you've just tuned in, it's The Blueprint. It's International Ladies Day today, but I think everyone's celebrating it for the whole month, I think. Like,
I think it goes on, over a week or a month,
That's good. So. That's good. Tell us a little bit about your socials. Where can people follow you?
So I'm on Facebook as E-L-I-S-A, Elisa. And Instagram is Elisa_Dread, repping the Dread. TikTok, again, the same, Elisa_Dread DMB. And I don't really use Snapchat. So that's it.
Cool. We're going to roll out. You're going to play a few old ones to start, warm it up nicely, and then go into some current D&B and jungle. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for
and
having
you
me.
You have got an illustrious and fruitful career ahead of you. And that's why we wanted a long-term album project with you, because I just feel your artist development. How do you feel now? Because you kind of came out of lockdown. How was, before we go into the mix, how did you deal with lockdown?
Me and my friends, we set up an online nightclub, which I know you were
part of.
Big shout out to the Zoom Dance crew. And that kept me going, because we were, as an artist, I know a lot of artists suffered without being able to perform, but we decided, well, it wasn't me, myself, but a couple of my friends got this idea together to do an online nightclub, because people were chatting on House Party on Zoom to stay connected. We said, what, they said, what about if they do an online nightclub? And I got involved with that, and I, so lockdown wasn't too bad. The only thing that was hard was being at home 24/7, my kids. That was hard. Big shout out to all the parents, because you know what I'm talking about. But in terms of an artist, I felt like my music, you know, and obviously I was in had time to be in the studio, so I felt like lockdown, you know, we were helping a lot of people, and we still get people messaging now saying, you know, you saved us through lockdown. We look forward to the Zoom night, and it was like, you know, and they're still going strong now. So big shout out all the Zoom dance lot. So yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, it was really weird, because you would see people that hadn't been out for a year in their rooms dancing.
Yeah, and they'd have all the lights.
Yeah, and they'd be getting dressed up like it was a night out. And I think if anything, we kind of learned a lot more about don't need as much as what we thought we needed. Does that make sense?
No. Yeah, and I think, you know,
and spending more time with family and friends, building that bond, because we're always too busy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I don't always get it right, because we're all human, but I always try and see a positive out of a negative. So I look at, like, what did I get out of that bad situation, instead of, you know, sort of moaning or sulking about it. And for me, I feel I was quite a good situation to still be able to continue with the music, spend time with my kids. Yeah, it was really tough. You know, and I did get really unwell with catching it last summer. I was, like, really bad. So, it was double-edged sword for me.
And what would you say to any young producers or male or female coming into the scene or wanting to make music? What would your advice be to them? seen as you're self-taught and you did it all yourself.
Yeah, just if you've got that drive and that passion, just follow it and make time for it, because you can push yourself and you can achieve anything you really want to achieve. You know, don't come with that attitude, like, I wouldn't be able to do that because of this, this and this. Just find it. If you're new to it, there's loads of great tutorials on YouTube. If you need anyone needs any advice, they can hit me up. I don't mind and talk through with it. And yeah, just follow your dreams. Follow them, because you know we've only got one life, haven't we?
100%. 100%. Let's play some music, I think.